Coming out of level 4 lockdown into level 3, lots of challenges still ahead for us as a nation, but lots of very good ideas coming forward as to things that we can do differently to support those who are doing it tough, particularly during this lockdown period. For example, many children in New Zealand relied on school lunches for their food. But how is that happening? Even with schools opening, not many pupils are able to access that. And well, organisations such as Kids Can, of course, have been trying to meet the challenge of getting food to children and households that need it. Now, somebody else has really stepped up and got involved with this is Sue Ray Avery, who joins us on the programme now. Good morning. Thank you for your time today.
Oh, good morning.
Now, I was saying beforehand to my co-host and producer, look, what do you do for an encore after you invent, off-grid pods that help support premature babies in the third world? The answer to that is Omega bars, it seems.
Well, we've been working on Omega bars for a long time. Then that came out of looking at the developing countries and the problems they had getting food to people in pandemic situations or in earthquake kind of areas. And the idea was to get an energy dense food that was what we call a ready to use food, which is like a muesli bar, and to get all the vitamins and minerals and amino acids that you need for healthy brain and physiological development and be able to get that out at scale. So we went around the world and asked all the kids what flavors they liked and what name we should have for the product. And the only name that they could all come up with, whether it be Sri Lanka or Africa, was Amigo. Yeah. You know, Amigo means friend. And so they developed the brand and the tastes, and we've been trialing it for many, many years overseas. And then we realized there was absolutely a need for it in New Zealand, and none more this particular time in our history.
I mean, it is a wonderful product and fantastic that the children were involved in developing it. So important, as any parent will tell you, that, okay, yes, it's good for you, but it also tastes delicious. You got to do both of this for kids, don't you?
Well, that's right, and that's why they were involved very much. They chose the top. We gave them about 100 flavours, theoretically, to choose from, and they knocked that down to 10. We then made those 10 and tested them throughout the schools. And right now, Westlake Boys High School is actually looking at school lunch menus that we're working with them in collaboration so that they choose what school lunches they want rather than the sort of government dishing out what they think might be a good school lunch.
Very good to get children involved with this. Now, this is working very well in the developing world. And as you say, there's so many people around the world who don't have access to good nutrition, and children often suffer from not being able to have a good education because of nutritional needs. This is the case here in New Zealand, and well, an opportunity for Amigo bars to be in Kiwi schools as well, or for Kiwi kids as well?
Well, we are. We've been distributing to low decile schools throughout New Zealand over the last 6 to 8 months. Mm-hmm. And it's very inspiring, actually, to see the difference it makes. You know, we've often gone to low decile schools where the assemblies are like a rugby match. You know, they're all angry and upset because they can't get good nutrition. And once you give them Omega bar, we used to have this little bit where we would get them to hold an Omega bar and take a shot of the Omega bars. Yeah. But some schools, as soon as they got them, they ripped them open and started eating them. That shows you how kind of desperate these kids are.
Yeah, and certainly a wonderful thing to be doing. Has there been challenges in terms of the logistics of it, where they are made and getting the amount of stock that you need? Have there been some COVID challenges for you guys as well?
Well, they're essential foods, but the big challenge we've got is actually just funding, in the sense that there's a more demand than we can keep up with. So we need to raise money to... we're giving away these bars for free, so you can't continue to do that unless you get donations. And, of course, what happens inevitably in a situation that we have now is that the donations often fall away. But these bars, for a dollar, we can get them out to people. And they contain, you know, they're almost like a little food package in themselves. They contain the same amount of vitamin C as in an apple, 1.5 bowls of pasta in terms of carbohydrates.
Yeah.
Zinc, which is most important. We've got a zinc deficiency in our kids in New Zealand. About one in four kids has a zinc deficiency. So they're supplemented foods. They're perfect for, they've been designed for New Zealand kids. And they make them happy and healthy. And just one of those a day is enough to make be a tipping point. So we can get them out because they're very easy to transport. They can, we only need to drop them off to one school perhaps every month rather than doing something every day or every week. So they're a perfect solution, and that was the idea behind them, to be a ready-to-use food that's suitable for everybody. Of course, what happens now is, of course, mums and dads are eating them as well.
Yeah, no, that's a good problem to have, although the challenge, I suppose, of getting the stock that you need and, of course, the funding that you need during these times. For people that are listening to this at the moment, how can we be part of the answer on this one? As we've moved into level three, let's get the economy up and going. Let's support people in our communities. Can REMA listeners be a part of the answer for this one, Ray?
Well, they can go online and go to www.amigonutrition.org and they can make a donation online. Or if they know of anybody who does really need some help, we want to connect with them so that we can get product to them. There's a number of groups that we're working with across the country, and they just put them into the normal food bags that they're sending out. But they add a big contribution to their healthy nutrition. They're the only five-star healthy nutritional muesli bar in New Zealand, and they contain everything the kids need for healthy brain and physiological development. The changes we see in these kids when they get them is just extraordinary.
That is an absolutely fantastic thing. Again, if people wanted to find out details either to support this initiative financially or if they know of a need within their community or operate a food bank, all this through the same portal, contact through the website is best, right?
Yes, that's the one.
And that web address once again, if you could.
So it's www.amigonutrition.org. Google Amigo, you'll find it and be able to see what we do.
Yeah, no, very good indeed. We certainly wish you all the best. Stay safe, kia kaha. Thanks for joining us today.
You have a great day. Take care.